Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions and services, delivered with integrity and professionalism, and by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The debris in Central Texas won't be picked up until all of the missing people have been accounted for. That according to officials who are still looking for victims for the 4th of July flooding. ABC's Matt Gutman is there with more.
Recovery teams in Kerrville are scouring riverbeds for a sixth day. At least 170 people still unaccounted for after that catastrophic July 4th flash flood killed at least 119 people. And just 20 miles downriver from here in Comfort, Texas, they have sirens and test them every day at noon.
Russia overnight launching more than 400 drones and missiles at Ukraine, some of them targeting the capital of Kyiv. Two-time Olympic champion runner Caster Semenya has won a partial victory at the European Court of Human Rights, which has ruled that she had her rights to a fair hearing violated at Switzerland's Supreme Court. Semenya has fought against track and field's sex eligibility rules for 7 years now. This is ABC News. Six members of the Secret Service have been suspended for security failures. It comes after the attempted assassination of President Trump nearly a year ago. Some animal lovers are going to court over dogs. The group People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals is now suing the American Kennel Club over its standards for breeding.
PETA claims the American Kennel Club's official breed standards provide blueprints for the breeding of deformed, unhealthy dogs that cause great suffering and premature death. The Kennel Club responding, saying, "We categorically reject their assertion that these standards create unhealthy dogs." PETA has clashed for years with the American Kennel Club, which, in fighting this lawsuit, insists it is firmly committed to the health, well-being, and proper treatment of all dogs.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. The people of Philadelphia will have to deal with trash piling up on the streets for a few more days. The city and its bigger workers' union reaching a tentative deal to end a week-and-a-half-long strike, but trash pickups aren't scheduled until Monday. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
LS tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Now is the time to get a great deal on select Kubota compact tractors. The Kubota B01 series is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. They're designed for easy operation and feature performance matched attachments. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through September 30th, see them or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer. Stop by Johnson Tractor in Richland Center today to find out more.
Johnson Tractor from land to lawn.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where the update in sports coming up courtesy of Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Jackson Churio singled home Sal Frelick with the winning run in the 10th inning, and the Brewers rallied to beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 3-2, completing their first home sweep of the Dodgers in franchise history. The Brewers' only two previous sweeps were in Los Angeles, May of 2012 and August of 2017. Elsewhere in the National League, Philadelphia 13-0 over San Francisco, Cincinnati 7 and Miami 2, Washington 8-2 over St. Louis, Arizona 8, San Diego 2. In the American League, the White Sox 2, Toronto 1, Tampa Bay 7-3 over Detroit, the Yankees 9, Seattle 6, Cleveland 4-2 over Houston, and the Angels beat Texas 11-8. Interleague play, the Mets at Baltimore postponed. Boston was a winner over Colorado, 10-2. Minnesota 4, the Cubs 2. Kansas City 4-3 over Pittsburgh. Atlanta 9 and the Athletics 2. From the WNBA, it was Chicago over Dallas, 87-76. Phoenix 79, Minnesota 71. And Golden State over Indiana, 80-61.
Attention middle schoolers, the Richland Hospital and Clinics is hosting a free Club Scrub for students in 7th and 8th grades. Club Scrub gives kids a chance to explore healthcare careers right alongside professionals. This free class will be held Wednesday, August 27th from 3 to 6:30 p.m. Register by Friday, August 1st. Learn more at richlandhospital.com. Space is limited, so sign up soon.
A high of 83 today, a 60% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms by midday. Tonight, humid, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Locally, very heavy rainfall possible. Low of 67 tonight. Friday, variable clouds, warm and humid, with a 50% chance of a few showers or thunderstorms. A high of 86. Saturday, 83 with humid conditions. Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely on Saturday. Right now in Richland Center, after midnight reading of 66. We are at our overnight lows. So far, it is 62 degrees. Time to hit the road on a Thursday, July 10th.
Well, the midnight headlight, find you on a rainy night, steep grade up ahead, slow me down, making no time. But I gotta keep rolling. Now those are windshield wipers, slapping out a tempo, keeping perfect rhythm with the song on the radio.
Looking for a better way for me.
Johnny Rabbit, driving along, driving your life away on WRCO. Sometimes it seems that way, just me and the old Pontiac vibe, hitting the open highway. We have some great stuff to share with you today, some info on a Thursday, July 10th, and maybe some rain on the way. Maybe I was smart to get out and do a little bit of touch-up on the yard last night as well. It is growing. My rule of thumb is no more than once a week, but it needed it, and it hasn't been a week. So it's growing right along, certainly. And I don't know, it's hard to say this and generalize it because somebody might say, no, it's not the case. But man, I don't know if I've seen the corn grow as much as it has over the last week in a long time. Just and extremely tall already in some places. Every place is different depending on when it was planted and everything, but the growing season going along pretty well, it would seem. Here's Shania Twain.
It's about as bad as it could be. Seems everybody's bugging me.
Just might miss your babies grow like mine did. better half of 50 years is there in bed, and you're praying God takes you instead. Trust me, friend, 100 years goes faster than you think, so don't blink. I was glued to my TV when it looked like you looked at me and said, best start putting first things first. 'Cause when your hourglass runs out of sand, you can't rip it over and start again. Take every breath God gives you for what it's worth. Don't blame, just like that. 6 years old and you take a nap and you wake up and you're 25 and your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't blink, you just might miss your babies growing like mine did, turning into moms and dads. Next thing you know, you better have a 50 years is there and there, and you're praying God takes you instead. Trust me, friend, 100 years goes faster than you think, so don't blink. So I've been trying to slow it down, I've been trying to take it in, and this here today, gone tomorrow world will. Take a nap and wake up and you're 25 and your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't wait, you just might miss your babies growing like mine did, turning into moms and dads. Next thing you know, you better have a 50 years there in bed, and you're praying God takes you instead. Trust me, friend, 100 years goes faster than you think, so don't blink. No, don't blink. Life goes faster than you think.
Kenny Chesney, amen there. Don't blink. Things fly by. Enjoy it. Savor it today and take advantage. Be grateful today. It is 63 here at the WRCO studios on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer.
1,000, 1,500, 1,100, 1,100, 1,100, 1,100, 1,100, 1,100, 1,100, 1,100, 1,100, 1,100, 1,100, 1,100.
Good morning. This is Andy from Equity Livestock. And don't forget, our feeder sale is this morning. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. This has been Andy Hips from Equity Livestock. Have a great week.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for me.
Uh-huh, and the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back, going on now at U.S. Cellular in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
Get ready for horsepower, hometown pride, and one wild ride.
One wild ride.
It's the 13th annual Casanova Area Tractor Pull.
Saturday, July 12th at Casanova Memorial Park.
Pulling starts at 7 p.m. with heart-pounding action from classes like Too Hot to Farm, Outlaw Farm Stock, Altered Gas Trucks, and more.
$10 admission. Kids 10 and under get in free.
It's loud, it's fast, and it's the pull you don't want to miss.
Be there Saturday, July 12th in Casanova.
Now that the big, beautiful bill is passed, we have the time to see what's actually in it. Let's consider the tax cuts that some are telling us are great things for working families. In this bill, the after-tax income boost for the rich is more than twice that of many working families. Does that sound backwards to you? Does it sound like a fair deal for working families? Those making over $200,000 a year will get a tax cut of over $12,000, but it just keeps going steadily down from there. If you make less than $50,000, you'll be lucky to buy a couple weeks' groceries with your tax cut. What do you suppose the higher income earners are going to do with their tax cut? What could you do if that $12,000 tax cut was coming your way? All we asked for in this bill was a fair shake. We didn't get it. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
63 degrees at WRCO Studios. News, weather, and sports comes up today at 6:30. The Brewers with a nice win yesterday. They're off today. And when they're playing well, it's kind of like, oh, man, they don't play today? That's a bummer. You know, when they're playing poorly, it's like, oh, whatever. But when they're playing, you just want to keep it going, right? So hopefully they can keep it going against the Nationals this weekend. This is Dylan Scott.
That hilltop place to park, gave us them girls that stole her hearts, gave us them books up on the wall, the way we live and the way we talk, gave us state that senior year, them country stores to buy that beer, a place to go nobody knows, where you take it in and you take it slow, like that river rolls, where that green grass grows, I can't explain it, oh, it's something, ain't it, yeah, we should paint it. Away our sins, good times and some damn good friends. Whole lot of not too much to do, all the time in the world to do it. Every bit of that down home dirt was heaven on earth, and we never knew it. Yeah, we sure painted it up, tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back at it now, this town's been too. Raise hell on the weekends, yeah. Man, what were we thinking when we said we'd leave it in a cloud of dust? This town's been too good to us. Too good to us. Slow like that river rolls, where that green grass grows. I can't explain it, all is something, ain't it? Yeah, we sure painted it up, tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back at it now, this town's been too good to us. Raise hell on the weekends, yeah. Man, what were we thinking when we said we'd leave it in a cloud of dust? This town's been too good to us.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, your spot for great music and even better vibes.
After all these years,
really one of the ultimate love songs for a short-term, short-term relationship, long-term wedding anniversary or whatnot. That's a good tune. Vince Gill and Look at Us from back in the day. It is now just about time for us to move over to news time. We'll do that in a little bit. Maybe some rain on the way as well today. They've not really mentioned the possibility of some dangerous or heavy weather or severe weather, but that's always a possibility. Otherwise, it looks like just a good old-fashioned summer thunderstorm, which could happen over the course of the next 48 hours or so.
For the At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
Great! I'll send a phone to each of my four daughters to see who calls me first.
That's sweet.
I can only pay for one of their weddings.
Oh,
I hope it's going to be Catherine, but I know it's going to be Sarah.
Get four lines for $90 a month and choose four of the latest phones for free. No trade-in or hidden requirements, and we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Dreaming of owning a home in a rural or suburban area? A USDA loan could make it happen with no down payment required. Backed by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA loans offer affordable financing with low interest rates to help families buy homes in eligible areas. You don't need perfect credit or a big savings account, just the desire to make your dream home a reality. Call the Schultz Mortgage Team today at 738-8765 to see if you qualify. Let's turn your dream into an address. The Schultz Mortgage Team.
You know, Grasshopper mowers are built to last and provide superb cutting. But have you seen everything else the Grasshopper offers? Grasshopper has over 17 different models to suit your specific lawn application, from small home models to large commercial equipment. Unique features like the one-touch power fold deck lifts the deck with the use of a button for easy maintenance and storage. To see all the features of a Grasshopper mower, visit your local Johnson Tractor today.
Johnson Tractor, from man to lawn. WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It is 6:30. News Time is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. The forecast calls for a high of 83 today and a 60% chance of scattered showers by midday. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight, with locally heavy rainfall possible. In Richland Center, it is 64.
It's prime time, and so is your sleep. For 4 days only, July 8th through 11th, get your best night's sleep at the lowest price ever on luxurious Nectar brand mattresses. That's right, premium comfort, unbeatable support, and serious savings. But only during our prime time sale. Come in, lie down, and feel the difference. This is the deal you've been dreaming of. Hurry in, July 8th through 11th. When they're gone, they're gone. Where comfort meets community. A-plus furniture and mattress outlet. And Court and Main in downtown Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Hi, I'm Phil Neve for WRCO News. Wisconsin is sending a task force to assist in search efforts in Texas. Members of Wisconsin's Urban Search and Rescue Task Force will be helping in search efforts following devastating flooding in portions of the state. Five members, as well as three canines, left Tuesday and brought specialized equipment, including a utility all-terrain vehicle and medical supplies. Wisconsin Emergency Management Administrator Greg Engel says the task force brings together individuals from across the state who have specialized training and capabilities. The most recent numbers have the death toll around 119, with 173 people still missing. A Wisconsin businessman says he's running for governor. 56-year-old Bill Berrien announced his candidacy in a video. Berrien, who's never run for office previously, is a former Navy SEAL and joins 43-year-old Washington County Executive Joss Schoeneman, who has the only other person announced as Republican candidates, as 73-year-old Governor Tony Evers has yet to announce if he'll seek a third term. Other potential Republican candidates include Madison businessman and former U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde and 7th District Congressman Tom Tiffany. Also in the news today, a 43-year-old Lone Rock man is facing multiple charges after leading law enforcement on a high-speed chase early Monday morning in Iowa County. According to the Iowa County Sheriff's Office, the incident began around 5:30 when a deputy observed a vehicle traveling 106 miles per hour in a 55-mile zone on Highway 23 near Nelson Road in the town of Dodgeville. Despite the deputy activating emergency lights and siren, the driver continued at a high rate of speed before finally coming to stop near Goldmine Road. The driver, identified as Tyson Edward Rogers, admitted to the excessive speed. A records check revealed that Rogers is currently out on felony bail in Sauk County and is also on probation and parole. The Department of Corrections was contacted and confirmed a hold would be placed. Tyson Rogers was taken into custody without incident and transported to the Iowa County Jail. He is facing charges including fleeing or eluding an officer and felony bail jumping. A court appearance is scheduled for August 12th. Officials in two counties investigating after two people were found dead in Dane County and a third person died after a standoff with law enforcement in Vernon County Tuesday afternoon. A man was sought by the Dane County Sheriff's Office after a man and woman were found dead at a home in the town of Middleton. The suspect fled west on Highway 14 and was later found south of Viroqua, where he took his own life after a standoff. According to Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson, Highway 14 was closed in Vernon County for over 3 hours. A man died Saturday night in a firework accident. At approximately 9:55, deputies of the Sauk County Sheriff's Office responded to an address on Minnie Creek Road in the town of Laval for the report of a person injured by a firework. Upon arrival, deputies located Jeremiah McQuiston, 46, of Laval. McQuiston had sustained injuries to the upper part of his body, as well as a significant injury to his right wrist. Bystanders had already begun life-saving measures and were assisting by the responding deputies. Laval Fire, Laval First Responders, and Reedsburg EMS arrived shortly after and continued life-saving measures, which were unsuccessful, and Jeremiah McQuiston was pronounced dead at the scene. Newly released crime statistics from the Milwaukee Police Department show an increase in homicides over the same period last year. Mayor Cavalier Johnson says too many criminals have access to guns. Johnson repeated his call for elected officials in Madison and Washington to do something about it. There were 61 homicides in the city by the end of June last year. There have been 69 so far this year. Auto thefts and carjackings have decreased from last year in Milwaukee. A scathing report on last year's uncounted ballots in the city of Madison. The Wisconsin Elections Commission on Wednesday released a draft of its investigative report into the incident in which 193 went uncounted in the November presidential election between President Donald Trump and former Vice President Kamala Harris. WEC found former City of Madison clerk Maribeth Witzel Bale responsible for the errors that allowed that to occur. The report, co-authored by Commission Chair and Democratic appointee Ann Jacobs and Republican appointee Commissioner Don Millis, called the failure unconscionable and that it is also undermining public confidence in elections. The uncounted ballots would not have changed the outcomes of any race. Witzel Bale resigned in April. The Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board will conduct a regular business meeting today at 5 at the Riverway Board office in Muscadet. The meeting also will be broadcast via Zoom. Information will be posted on the website regarding the connection to the meeting. For more information, you can contact Mark Cupp, Executive Director, at 608-739-3188 or 1-800-221-3792. A mindful movement and inspired jewelry workshop will be held Friday through Sunday through the 13th of July at Frank Lloyd Wright's Taliesin. Immerse yourself in rejuvenating a weekend of yoga, mindfulness, and creativity as well. Reserve your weekend at taliesinpreservation.org/weekendworkshops. Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop. Perhaps some rain on the way today, a 60% chance by midday, and a high of 83. Humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight. Locally, very heavy rainfall possible and a low of 67. Friday, variable clouds, warm and humid, a 50% chance of a few showers or thunderstorms, and a high of 86 on Friday. Yesterday, a daytime high of 86, we did pick up just a 1/100th of an amount early in the morning yesterday. Today, we look out at some cloudy skies and 3/100ths of an inch recorded in the rain gauge early this morning. We are at 66 at midnight. A low of 62 was established earlier. Right now, it is 64 degrees. Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchens nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Get ready for horsepower, hometown pride, and one wild ride.
One wild ride.
It's the 13th annual Cazenovia Area Tractor Pull.
Saturday, July 12th at Cazenovia Memorial Park.
Pulling starts at 7 p.m. with heart-pounding action from classes like Too Hot to Farm, Outlaw Farm Stock, Altered Gas Trucks, and more.
$10 admission. Kids 10 and under get in free.
It's loud, it's fast, and it's the pull you don't want to miss.
Be there Saturday, July 12th in Cazenovia.
Sports Time is sponsored by Simons Recreation Complex. Dive into greater community and healthier living. And by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Well, it was a first in Brewer history, a sweep at home against the Dodgers. We'll have more in a moment. Why should you join Simons Recreation Complex? It's not about their modern equipment or great exercise classes or even the comfy swimming pool. It's about how you can get the best out of your 50-plus body now and for the rest of your life. If you think taking part in the programs offered at Simons Recreation Complex would be just for young people, it's time to rethink that notion. As we get older, it's more important than ever to keep moving. For people who are not active, even a small amount of exercise can have healthy benefits. And if you're already healthy, staying active helps you build extra muscle, reserve, and flexibility to recover more quickly if you do get sick. Exercise is not only for your body, it can also be beneficial for your brain. Exercise has been shown to decrease depression and anxiety as well as improve and preserve awareness. Stop by Simons Recreation Complex at 1250 Simon Circle in Richland Center or call them at 647-8522. You can also visit simonsrec.com to see how they can help you retain your quality of life. There's hometown in baseball tonight. Reedsburg will be at Mazamani and Wisconsin Dells at Sauk Prairie, Evansville at Hollandale, and Wyota at Belleville. Other nightly games include Argyle at Ridgeway this evening and Middleton at Ashton. Last night in American Legion baseball, it was La Crescent post 595 over the Gaze Mills post 308-220 Grizzlies in a doubleheader, 11-0 and 14-5. Jack Centurio's single between third and short gave the Brewers a walk-off 3-2 win in 10 innings Wednesday afternoon. The series sweep by Milwaukee extends the Dodger losing streak to six straight. Andrew Vaughn's ninth-inning pinch single had tied the score at two. Trevor Miguel earned his second victory by striking out the side in the top of the 10th inning. Jose Quintana talked about facing that tough Dodgers lineup.
They do really well, you know, especially when two strikes, they don't chase too much, so they, you know, they really discipline in the home play, especially the three guys, the first four guys. Yeah, they're really good. I just try to tag this on and get the outs as quickly as I can, and, you know, it works really good for me.
Milwaukee takes today off and starts a home series against the Nationals on Friday. For Milwaukee, they were the winners of the series and the first time that they have swept the Dodgers at home in franchise history. The Brewers' only two previous sweeps of the Dodgers came at Los Angeles in May of 2012 and August of 2017. The NL West leading Dodgers have lost six straight. The Cubs lost to Minnesota by a final of 4-2, Boston 10-2 over Colorado, Kansas City 4, Pittsburgh 3, Atlanta 9-2 over the Athletics. In the National League, Philadelphia 13, San Francisco nothing, Cincinnati 7-2 over the Miami team. It was Washington with a 8-2 victory against St. Louis, and Arizona beat the Padres 8-2. American League, White Sox 2, Toronto 1, Tampa Bay 7-3 over Detroit. The Yankees 9, Seattle 6, Cleveland 4-2 over Houston, and the LA Angels beat Texas. Final score was 11-8. The Bucks assigned opportunities for next season's NBA Cup in-season tournament will be New York, Chicago, Miami, and Charlotte. Play starts in late October. Milwaukee is the defending champion for the Cup and has never lost a game in pool play. Wednesday's announcements revealing the Bucks will host the Bulls and Hornets and play road games against the Knicks and the Heat. Milwaukee won the Cup last season by beating the eventual NBA champion, Oklahoma City Thunder. Olympic wrestler and former UFC fighter Ben Askren has undergone a double lung transplant after battling severe pneumonia. In a social media post Wednesday, Askren shared that he is now recovering. He revealed he remembers little from a 45-day ordeal between late May and early July, during which he was on a ventilator and his heart stopped four times. Askren lost 50 pounds during the experience, but expressed gratitude for the love and support he received. Known for his amateur wrestling and MMA career, Askren retired in 2019 and briefly returned for a boxing match in 2021. I am Phil Nee with an update on sports.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, Zero Turn or Push Mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
WRCO 100.9.
You keep calling me on the telephone. You say you're all alone. Well, that's real sad. Leaving notes stuck on my door. Guess you
a low-cut dress. God never wanted me to have a woman like that, I guess. A 40-room mansion sitting high on a hill. I ain't never lived in a place like that, and I never will. But I've got the morning sun, I've got the evening breeze, I've got the woman that I love lying close to me. I've got a few good friends, and my bills are paid. I've got the moon and stars above, yeah, I've got it made. Don't need a gold mine or a long limousine. I'm not the kind of man to surrender my soul to material things. Just give me a cane pole and a shady spot to sit. To me, that's about as close to heaven as a man can get. I've got the morning sun, woman that I love, lying close to me. I've got a few good friends, and my bills are paid. I've got the moon and stars above, yeah, I've got it paid.
John Anderson on WRCO Radio, and I've got it made. I do. I am just swimming. There you go. Hey, Hank, how you doing there? Hank,
I'm good. It's not raining yet.
It's not raining?
Nope.
Stick your arm out the window. Make sure.
I did. I've been standing out there. Can I come in yet or no?
Yeah, okay, you can. That sounds good.
Thanks, buddy.
Did you bathe? Maybe stand out there a little bit longer.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Are you looking for a rewarding part-time job? Cobasin is currently hiring for part-time trip drivers for school sports and field trips, and to drive a shuttle to Spring Green 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. weeknights. Starting trip pay is $17. You get paid for the entire time you are gone, even the wait time. For questions, call Bev Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobasin Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Get ready for a weekend packed with fun, food, and hometown pride. It's the Plain Fire and EMS 3-day celebration, July 25th through the 27th at Plain Community Park. Friday kicks things off with a youth softball tournament at 2. Live music from High Mileage, 7 to 11. Saturday brings more youth baseball and softball, the Travis Danitka Memorial Volleyball Tournament at 10:30, and a beanbag tournament with cash prizes. Live music continues with Sean Shell from 4 to 7, and then Rock Out with Cherry Pie, 8 until 11. Sunday starts with a parade at 11 a.m. Bring the entire family for the Beach Luau theme and win cash for the top three floats. Then stick around for the famous chicken barbecue, live music from Donnie Razek, a children's pedal pull, fire truck rides, and more. Food, cold beer, live entertainment all weekend long. Follow Plain Fire and EMS on Facebook for updates. Please, no carry-ins.
Hey, Truck and Tractor Pull fans, the Southwest Wisconsin Pullers hope that you can join us this summer at one of our Truck and Tractor Pull events. Thank you to these 2025 season sponsors, including Dan's Diesel Performance, O'Reilly Auto Parts, Augelli Concrete, Cardinal CG, Chasson Smoke, Julie Karen State Farm Agent, Slama Equipment, the Phoenix Center, Wisconsin River Welding, and the Lonesome Dove. Visit southwestwipullers.com to find a truck and tractor pull near you.
Republicans are already talking about fixes that may have to be made to their not-so-beautiful bill. This bill was rushed through Congress so quickly, no one voting for it knew all of what was in it. Now that details are coming out, those who voted for it are starting to feel a little queasy, and they should. So start asking yourself, what exactly will my tax cut be? Who may be losing access to Medicare, which is called Badger Care in Wisconsin? Who will be losing access to the Supplemental Nutrition Program, or SNAP? And who will go hungry as a result? The answers may bother you a lot. So don't stop contacting your representatives. Let them know what you see in this bill. And if it doesn't match your values, let them know. Wisconsinites believe in taking care of one another. So should our political representatives. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
Oh, Hank Bray will be back with us a little bit later on the edge of your seats. A little bit later on, we'll play trivia, too. We'll give you an opportunity to win and amaze your friends. Looking forward to the Sauk County Fair this weekend as well, and some excellent talent. Dan Lapine, our good buddy from Palmyra now, by way of Sauk City, he'll be the opening act. They've got some good ones on there, including Dylan Marlowe coming up on Saturday night.
Yeah, here's to the boys back home drinking.
Update at 7 from ABC is coming up.
We are screaming through the valley where the Nishnabotna flows, through the mud and crud and cornfields where the marijuana grows, across the railroad tracks of Persia, down the hills and up the dale. At CJ5 with a four-wheel drive, Smokey on my tail. Valley picked me up at exit 12 on the I-680 ramp. I was doing 67 per when I rumbled through his trap. He commenced to whirl his flashing lights and they made his siren wail. I slipped on down to four-wheel drive with Smokey on my tail. Now I got racing stripes and dual pipes and Smokey's got a Ford. Got a mill with a four-pot carb, you know, but Smokey stroked and bored. Well, Chase was on, but I had the edge with a rig that'll never fail. Got a CJ5 with a four-wheel drive with Smokey on my tail. Yeah, he was.
I dropped on down at Granny Low and I made a hard right turn. My big old fat commando tires went slicing through the corn. Well, the tassels blew and the kernels flew and it looked like yellow hail. Just cooking alive in a four-wheel drive, smoky on my tail. Well, we went screaming through the valley where the nation of Botany flows. Through the mud and crud and cornfields where the marijuana grows. Across the railroad tracks of Persia, up the hills and down the dales. My CJ5 and four-wheel drive and smoky on my tail. Look out now, here he comes. Oh, we gonna get it on now. Don't hit that fellow with the banjo. We gonna swim this here creek now, Smokey. Yard wide and foot deep. Nation of Botany River, they call it. Might have to winch out. Gonna do a wheelie on that there gopher mound now, Smokey. Can you dig it, Smokey? Got four on the floor and four in the air on that one, didn't we? Goodness gracious. Like to bust my shocks. Well, that Jeep of mine made Smokey whine. His rig was made of lead. He's mired in 14 feet of mud, so he radioed ahead. I pulled up onto the blacktop and went crashing on through the rail. Sakes alive, I had 25 more Smokies on my tail. Now I had racing stripes and dual pipes, and Smokey had a Ford. Had a mill with a four-pot carb, you know, but Smokey's stroking board. Well, the race is on, but I had the edge with a rig that'll never fail. Got a CJ5 with a four-wheel drive setting out back of the jail.
C.W. McCall, WRCO-FM in Richland Center. It is time now for an update at 7, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Local people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, Chevy, find new roads. And